It's the Best Lifing Show.
This podcast is your ultimate guide to holistic health and wellness.
Our team of Best Lifers share their stories.
Wait. What is this Best Lifing?
We transform your life from ordinary
to extraordinary
and help you live your dreams.
So now,
let's start Best Lifing.
Hello and welcome to the Best Lifing Show on Be Unique Radio Station. My name is Emily, and I am the yoga guru and operations manager here at Best Lifing. And today, I am joined by one of our newest Best Lifers. We are so excited to have her here with us, Christina Hav. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing awesome.
Oh, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Christina.
Okay, so I lived in San Diego the past few years, and I worked as a nanny, and I was going through a really tough time in my life, and I got into spiritual stuff, and it was a very slow process, but it was part of my healing. And so this summer I came back to my hometown in New Mexico, and I met Julia here in New Mexico, and I've been working with her all summer. She's helped me tremendously getting my life in alignment, which I've never done before. And she just gave me a whole new outlook and perspective on everything. And I just taught my first meditation class last night, thanks to Julia. She gave me the opportunity to do that. And I feel great about it. I'm so excited to just grow more and work more with Best Lifing. And you guys are all so awesome. So it's such a dream come true. It's a huge blessing.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. So Christina just joined our team for our weekly virtual sessions that we have. As you know, we do yoga on Monday. And then on Tuesdays, Christina is teaching her meditation. You want to tell us a little bit about your meditation?
Of course. So it's an energy healing meditation. So when I started learning about energy and how energy is literally everything, it totally just changed my life. And I started learning more about energy healing and Reiki and meditation. And so I kind of combined the energy healing with the meditation. So it's a mix of, I have some Kundalini in there and yogic meditation. So yeah, it was kind of an experiment, but it worked out amazingly. I felt so good doing it. And everybody that joined me, I was so happy to see like some familiar faces there and people from Best Lifing. And everybody liked it. So I was so, so happy, and I can't wait to just teach more and learn more and just get more people doing this, because it's so important, like your self-development and spirituality, whatever type of spirituality you have, that is so, so important. And if you don't have that, it's almost like, what's the point of anything? So I knew that I was like that years ago. I just didn't care that much about things, and now it's like I have a whole different life, and it's just amazing how just one person can come into your life and things start shifting. Like, it's incredible. So the energy meditation last night, we did a lot of work on emotions. We did some exercises. We did one on anger and one on love. And anger is something we all experience. I've been getting tested a lot this summer. Just, I have a big family here, and just all the clutter and the stress of everyone, it kept being a reoccurring theme that kept coming up for me. And in our coaching, Julia, I was telling her about that. She's like, that's your challenge. That's what you're, it keeps happening over and over again, because it is your challenge. You are supposed to learn something from it. So I used that, I integrated that into the meditation, and yeah, it was really cool. I really loved it. I love teaching. I love the energy of everyone in Best Lifing. Like, it's unlike anything else I've ever experienced.
Oh, well, we are definitely so glad to have you on our team. I heard nothing but great things last night about your meditation and just, you know, all of the positive energy that like exuded from your session. So you have, you know, a little bit of experience in like all sorts of yoga. I know you mentioned Kundalini, but.
So Kundalini, I actually just started doing that this summer. And that was one of the things that really changed my life too. I'm not certified in Kundalini or anything, but I'm learning more and more about it. And the exercises that I've been doing all summer, I use some of those in our meditation just because they've helped me so much. And Kundalini, like I'm so grateful that I found that because I have a lot of, I guess everybody does. We have a lot of excess energy and sometimes it could be a good thing or a bad thing. And sometimes it's hard to channel that into the right things. So I'll be on my computer mid-afternoon and I'm feeling that like kind of antsy feeling. And I'll do like 5-10 minutes of Kundalini and just to get that like extra nervous energy out. And a total reset. It's incredible. And yoga, I've been doing yoga for a little while too, but I wasn't consistent with it. So all these new things that are happening, just with consistency and commitment, all these things are still quite new to me, but I love it. I couldn't be more grateful that I found you guys and this, and all of it is just incredible. I share it with everyone because it's just life-changing stuff, and the world can really get you down. People can get you down, and that was me for a long time, and I really was tired of that. I was tired of absorbing other people's energy and carrying it as if it was my own. I was just so tired and exhausted about doing that, and by divine timing, everything started shifting just from making a few subtle changes in my life. And yeah, like commitment is one of them, discipline, all these things. It was just like a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. No, I can totally agree. You know, once you start, you know, bringing the right energy into your life and surrounding yourself with people who are, you know, going to make a positive impact on your life, everything is just going to, you know, come into alignment and everything is just going to work out the way you always wanted it to. I can totally relate with you when you say that, you know, Julia, like, influenced your life in the best way and just brought you down the right path. She definitely did that for my life too. And I didn't even notice she was doing it at the time. You know, yeah. I was kind of just like hanging out with her a lot. And then all of a sudden, you know, everything just started coming together and then coming into alignment and everything just turned out for the better. So it's definitely a really good feeling that I can relate to.
Yeah, it is the best feeling. Like I've never had that feeling before. And the feeling that I have now, like waking up every morning and being like, I'm excited about the day. Like, even if I have challenges, it's okay because I'm getting them for a reason. I'm growing through them. I'm using them as practice to get better at handling certain things. So exactly what you said, it was like subtle. I didn't really notice how much she was doing right away, but she really like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Incredible.
Magical. She just like puts little things in your head and then suddenly it just like starts blossoming and like growing. And then you're like, oh, that's why she said that. Or, oh, you know, maybe I should think more about that. Or,
yep, exactly. Exactly. Cool.
Yeah. So I know you have a little bit of experience doing regression hypnotherapy with us.
Yes.
So you don't have to tell us, you know, about your journey specifically, but like, overall, like how, you know, how has it been for you?
Oh my gosh, I don't know where to begin with this. So regression is another thing that totally changed my life. I didn't even know that existed before this summer. I met Julia at the beginning of the summer and did my first regression. I didn't know what to expect. And then it was the most like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just surreal. And afterwards, I came out just feeling totally recalibrated. I had so much clarity in my life, more than like I've ever had. And I was able to like handle stress better. Like it wasn't so overwhelming. And the days afterwards, like the downloads keep coming in, which is so amazing. And, you know, all the subconscious stuff is just incredible to learn about. So I've been doing the regressions with her throughout the summer, and each time I swear it feels better and better each time. Like, just the clarity is a huge thing. The amount of clarity it brought me, and just like, it totally raised my frequency. I know that for sure. I would recommend that to anybody. I mean, I'm going to keep doing them forever.
I know. They become like so slightly amazing. Addicting, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there's nothing like it.
No, there's like, nothing like it.
Anything like that.
Mm-mm. Not at all. It's just like, for anyone who doesn't know what regression hypnotherapy is, you know, it's a form of hypnotism, you know, that brings you into your subconscious and really just, you know, makes you aware of why you are the way you are based off of, you know, things that, you know, you won't necessarily always admit to yourself, right? Yeah. So for me, when I went through my journey, a lot of things came up that, you know, I definitely didn't realize I was suppressing. But now that I think about it, you know, I am the way I am because of the things that I was suppressing. And now, you know, it all just makes a lot more sense.
Yes, yes. Understanding yourself on that deep of a level, I mean, makes such a huge difference in anybody's life, because so many of us don't even truly know who we are. I know I didn't for a long time. And I wanted to, but I didn't even know how to go about that. I didn't know how to start. I felt like everyone I talked to, nobody got it. Nobody really was on the same page or understood what I was saying. And when I met Julia, like, it was like instant connection. Like, I felt so understood. And during the regressions, like, I just went to such a deep, deep part of myself. And like you said, all that stuff that you suppress, I was doing the same thing. It's easy to just bury stuff and suppress it and say, I'm not going to think about that. And when you really do start to tap into that, it's like, wow, wow. Like, the stuff that you discover about yourself and just the perspective you gain is gold. Absolute gold.
It's literally gold. It's something that's not so mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, I'm not exactly sure of the reason, but I definitely think it's something that everyone needs to experience at least one time in their life.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just one time. You know, if you do it, you don't like it, that's fine. But just, you know, experience it one time. And just see where it takes you, you know, because everyone's journeys are so different and they're so unique to, you know, them and their life that, you know, you never know what you're gonna uncover. So it's definitely a really, really fun experience. So tell us, I don't know, a little bit more about yourself, Christina. Like, I know you are working with us with regression and you're doing meditation. You've been doing the one-on-one sessions with Julia, right?
Oh,
how
yes.
are those?
Absolutely amazing. I feel like they should be called breakthrough sessions. 'Cause like, I always have this huge breakthrough every single time. And what I love and adore about Julia is that I feel like I'm always talking to her like a friend. Like, I'm always having that heart-to-heart connection with her. And that's how she is with everybody. Like, that's kind of rare. There's so many coaches out there. You go on Instagram and it's like, how do you even pick a coach? And Julia had told me in our last session, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Mm-hmm. And that sure did happen. With Julia, like, I just feel like there is, she's so talented with her way of connecting with people and her understanding of people, and just her way that she can kind of see from a different perspective than yours, because when it's your perspective, you're in your own life.
Absolutely. I can relate to that.
Hectic, yeah. And she just, like, she's got that higher perspective of looking at your life, and she's not a coach that's like, you need to do this and this and this and this at all. Like, it's like she's a friend, which is just amazing. Like, I said, when I first met her, I felt instantly connected to her. And, you know, we don't feel that way about all people, but just her grace and her kindness is incomparable. So those sessions, as far as getting in alignment, yeah, I have gotten in so much alignment in such a short amount of time. Like, I can't believe it. And she always says, like, people think that, like, getting into alignment and making all these shifts is going to take all this time and years, and it doesn't. As soon as you are, like, committed to it and you're serious,
yeah,
and you let the right person guide you, like, the speed at which things happen is mind-blowing.
It really is. I think, you know, in every situation, like, growing is, you know, subjective to the person. But as soon as you're, you know, open and willing to accept anything and willing to just, like, hear things from an objective, you know, outsider point of view, then that's when you're going to start growing. For me, Julia always tells me that I'm, like, you know, really susceptible to growth. But that's just because, you know, whenever she tells me something, or not even just her, just anyone, I'm always going to absorb it and I'm going to analyze it. And I'm like, you know, is what they're telling me, is it really going to benefit me? Am I actually being selfish? Am I being, you know, rude? Or is, like, or am I right? Or, like, what, like, yeah. You know, it's just, like, a great to have someone else from an outside perspective, you know, kind of just guide you. Because, like you said, when you're in it, you're just, like, in your own little world. You're, like, in your own little hole, and you don't really see, you know, other people's viewpoints.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, it's easy to get lost in that, you know, like get lost in your own life. And another thing is just my thinking, the way I think has shifted so much too. Because, of course, that your thoughts are your reality and that's everything. And it's so easy to think negatively. Like, it's so easy to. But once you start to, like, train your mind, you feel the difference, and it's like everything is different. Like, instead of, I might be having a frustrating day or moment, and instead of being like, oh, this day is so stupid, this, instead of doing that, I look at it like, okay, this is a challenge. I'm going to use this because this is going to help me grow. Mm-hmm. And so now I, like, don't even have to try to think that way. Like, it just, after practicing a little bit, it starts to happen naturally.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things for me, was the thinking.
Yeah. It's just, it's really just about, you know, changing the perspective on the way you think of things, right? Because as soon as you start thinking negatively, you're going to drive yourself into that deep, dark hole. And then sometimes you just get stuck there, you know? But, like, once, you know, you rewire your brain, like you said, and you start recognizing when you are, you know, talking negatively about yourself, then you can kind of, you know, stop yourself in your tracks and, you know, reroute it to a more positive or, you know, potential, like, growing point from that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's definitely a really, really good method for, you know, positive self-talk and, you know, like, getting rid of all that negative energy, which is really great.
And so much self-love has come from this growth too that I've been doing. Like, I think a lot of people don't have the right idea about what self-love is. Like, some people think, you know, it's like going and getting a massage or getting your nails done, which is great. Like, I'm all for that, but it's so much deeper than that. And for a long time, I thought, like, oh yeah, I love myself. I have self-love. And now, with all the changes and the shifts in my life, like, now I really feel like I have self-love. Like, now I understand what that means. And it's a very deep personal thing. And with the growth, like, I've developed so much more self-love for myself, which feels incredible.
That's amazing. It's so nice to hear, you know, success stories from, like, different clients, and, like, seeing them grow to become, you know, just, like, more positive, you know, people, and just have, like, a better outlook on life. It's one of Julie and I's favorite things, you know, about working, you know, in the company that we do work with, you know, like, it's just, like, a really good feeling in general. So we're really glad to hear that you're doing so well.
You guys are so awesome. The whole team at Best Lifing, like, I've never seen a team or business like that, but everybody just has this like contagious energy, this like just really like, of course it's positive energy, but it's like motivating. It's like this ambitious, just optimistic, just energetic way about everyone. And that's huge too, because, you know, everybody's been in jobs where they don't like their boss or they don't like this and blah, blah, blah. And everything kind of is a ripple effect from that, which, you know, I've had that plenty of times in my life. I just kind of accepted at one point, like, no matter what job I get ever, it's going to be miserable because that's how work is. That's how bosses are. And just being able to see this side of like the other side, that there is another side. There are people that love what they do and they care about who they work with. And like, that is just so amazing. I could not be more grateful for that. Like every single one of you guys is so, so unique and just so freaking awesome. It's an epic team.
Oh, well, we appreciate that so much. Julie and I worked with Best Lifing together for a while, and it was just her and I. And I have to say that we were just like, you know, drowning in work. But we didn't want to just bring anyone on our team. You know, we want to bring in people who, you know, one, like believe in what we do and like support what we do. But also, you know, like preach what they teach, right? So like we want them to like love all of our services and love all the practices that we do. So it's, you know, it's not that easy, believe it or not, to find people who are, you know, so positive and, you know, embrace, you know, our life and our lifestyle. So it's really great to hear that you think that.
I wholeheartedly believe that. Like every day, I'm even like last night when I did my meditation, I taught my first class. I like this morning I woke up and I was like, I can't believe I did that. Like I feel so good about the way that happened. Because Julia had asked me on like Friday or Saturday, and I wasn't sure about myself. Like I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I've never done it before. And she just gave me a little pep talk, which is exactly what I needed. And then I like had the belief that I could do it. And then I did it last night. And just being surrounded by so many incredible people, I just woke up this morning like, wow, that was incredible. I if you told me like a month ago that was going to happen, I'd be like, no way.
Yeah. But you know, right there, that's a limiting belief. That's something that we practice and we teach. You know, absolutely. A lot of people have like this narrow outlook on life, thinking that, you know, they can only do X, Y, and Z. But like we, you know, mentioned before, or I don't know if we mentioned it, but, you know, the more you tell yourself you can't do something, the more you're going to believe it. The more you tell your mind that you're incapable of doing anything, your mind's actually going to start to believe you. So the more positive talk and the more, you know, better outlook you have on life, you're just gonna be able to embrace anything. And you know, that includes the possibility of being able to do things that you weren't actually sure you were capable of, which is actually a really great feeling, you know?
Best feeling in the world.
Yeah. So it's something, you know, like I said, it's just something that we really enjoy here at Best Lifing. I know for myself, I definitely had like a lot of limiting beliefs. Not just, you know, in work, but in like relationships and stuff like that. Yeah, so it just, it comes with the territory, you know, overall. Yeah. But so I know that you have also been doing our Gourmet Guide to Best Lifing course. How is that going for you? We want reviews.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm not completely finished with it yet, but I love the way that Julia drips it out each week. So she does, you know, because there's so many courses. I personally was actually, this is a big thing. So when I got to New Mexico this summer, I was working on like 5 different certifications at once, and it was not going well. Yeah. And it was like a limiting belief because I felt inadequate at some level. And so I was like, okay, I need to do this course and this, and I love to learn, but it was like too much. Like I was spreading myself so thin, and I didn't want to stop one for some reason. I just was like, I know I need to get this all done. And Julia helped me so freaking much with that. Like she's like helped me narrow down. She's like, you can do all these courses, but let's pick one right now, which, you know, that's kind of obvious, but like, remember we were talking about when you're in your own life, in your own head, it gets overwhelming at times. Mm-hmm. You get lost in there. And so she really helped me with figuring out what I really want to be doing. And because I was so focused on like, I got to finish this. I got to get this certification. I got to do this. It was all those limiting beliefs that I was driving myself crazy with. And so with her course, she drips it out each week, a chapter or a module each week, which I love because it's not overwhelming. And yeah, it's just the course, so much good energy, so much good stuff. Like, all of it, you can totally tell that you guys have put over 100% into every single thing that you do. And that's another reason I love you guys and Best Lifing, because all of it, like, there's no half-assing with you guys. Like, you guys put your whole being into anything you guys produce.
Yeah. Julie and I like to say, if it's not obnoxious and if it's not over the top, then it's not best lifing.
I love that.
You know, our motto for everything. Not to say that we're perfectionists, because in some aspects we are, but I don't know, with what we're doing, you know, we just like to be able to provide, you know, the best results in everything that we're doing. So I'm really glad to hear that you're enjoying that course.
Oh, I love it. And just the membership, like the monthly membership with, you know, like Monday meditation, Tuesday, your vinyasa yoga and pranic breath work and the group regression, that has kept me so much more on track than like anything, because, you know, it's easy to procrastinate and, you know, put stuff off and blah, blah, I'll do that later, whatever. But Julia just helped me so freaking much with aligning everything in my life on so many different levels. I didn't even realize how out of alignment I was. And having those classes throughout the week, it's like kept me, you know, you need other people's energy, you need to interact. And that is kind of like, you know, it's like being there. It's, you see all the people on camera, you feel like you're in a real class. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a break from like your day. It's just 30 minutes long, which is perfect. Like, everybody has time to do that for themselves. And I just love that. Like, I absolutely love having that throughout the week, because especially in the summer, it's easy to like get off track.
Yeah.
So that kind of has helped me accountable, which I needed, which is great. And then Julia's book, of course, incredible. She's an incredible person. What she's come from and what she's overcome is so inspiring. And I love that she, you know, came from hardships and challenges, and just seeing someone overcome that and like knowing them, because we see people on TV all the time that we don't know, but knowing someone like that, like, it's like surreal. It's just so amazing. And then seeing all of you guys, you all have your stories too, and you guys have all made your way to where you're at now too, which is even more inspiring. And, you know, it makes me believe in myself a lot more.
Yeah, you know, when you have, you know, examples of other people who have come from hard places, you know, when, you know, they never thought they were going to get out of it, and they thought they were just going to stay there forever. It's just motivates you more than anything. I know I came from a hard place, and sometimes now, well, not sometimes, a lot of the times now, I look back and I see like who I was before, and I'm just like, who was that? Like, who was that person? It's nice to feel, you know, a sense of growth and,
oh yeah,
see the positive, you know, change that can happen to anyone, you know, not just us here at Best Lifing, but the possibilities of, you know, what could, you know, be the outcome of your life, you know?
Yeah, it's incredible. Absolutely. It's such a trip, like you said, when you, like, look back, even just, like, the beginning of the summer for me, like, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of growth. And, like, I know I've still have a ton more growth to do, but I've done more growth this summer than I have in like the past like 4 or 5 years, honestly, which is huge.
That is really huge. Well, Christina, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. This was really fun. We have to do another one soon.
Yeah, do another one soon, please. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
You're such a light, too. I love talking to you.
Aw, thank you. But everyone, thank you so much for joining us on the Best Lifing Show on Be Unique Radio Station. My name is Emily, and Christina, say bye.
Bye, guys. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the Best Lifing Show and you want to get in touch,
you can find and follow us on all social platforms or visit our website, bestlifing.com.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review.
Till next time, mates.
Stay blessed and best lifing.